because I felt all over the place in my energy and my structure and my schedule of my day, my brain felt like that too. And I felt like I just couldn't follow through with one thing like so deep that I could then see the benefit of my efforts, because I was just trying to like sprinkle a little bit of the best that I could into everything that I was doing. And I got away with that for a really long time, but truth be told, it wasn't making me feel fulfilled, because I wanted to be clear on my vision of what I knew in my heart the fitness fix could be. But in 2021, I didn't know how to express it. Between 2021 and 2023, I have put in so much work to figure that out. And I am so proud to say that I know exactly what the fitness fix stands for. I know that the type of person that we work with is somebody who is just fed up, but she is willing to put in the work. He is willing to put in the reps to learn how to be flexible while also creating a routine.
Let's link up with Krista on The Fix. She's a wellness coach with a focus on mental well-being and physical strength.
Is going on, Fix listeners. Welcome back to our latest episode of the Fix podcast. I'm your host, Krista Huber, and today is a very important personal episode for me because as of this weekend, to be exact, we are celebrating 3 years of the Fix podcast. And this had to be a solo episode because I couldn't really think of a better way to commemorate the journey that has been this podcast, the Fitness Fix as a brand, the growth that I've had in my personal life in the last 3 years. And it's really kind of cool to be able to use milestones like the podcast to actually just honestly force me to reflect on where I was when I started this whole thing, where I have gone in the in-between. And then more specifically, and I think I'm lucky because this happens to be timed at the end of the year, which was never intentional when I first started the show, but being able to reflect on where we plan to go. And obviously it's December. If you're listening to this, when it comes out, the official anniversary is December 17th that we launched it in 2020. And now it's 2023, almost 2024. But naturally, this is the time of year that people start to reflect on where they've been in the last 12 months. What have you done? Maybe what you haven't done, what you would like to do for next year. And being a part of a few different things for my business in particular, I have a lot of structure in my routine and also have a lot of opportunities in some of the investments I've made in my own mentors and coaches to actually reflect and game plan for the upcoming year. So when I thought about putting this episode together, and thought about just, hey, I'm already thinking about what 2024 will look like, but naturally reflecting on, wow, it's been 3 years and so many podcasts don't even make it like 6 months. What message do I have for the Fix audience? Which first and foremost, I'd have to start, just have to, with a big thank you, because I have some real OG people who listen to the show every single week, whether you just started a few weeks ago or you started a few months ago, or you're a true OG who's been here since day one. You already know, if you're one of those OGs, that we've commemorated a few milestones so far. And you also know that what I'm going to take away from this is we are literally just getting warmed up and we are literally just getting started. And I love that. I love the opportunity, the excitement that comes with somewhat of the unknown, because obviously we don't control everything that happens in life, but there is a lot of intent behind the show. And I'm going to talk about that here. But every time I've done a milestone episode, when we hit 50 episodes, when we hit year one, what did I learn in the first year? When we hit year two, what did I learn in the second year? When we hit 100 episodes back in the spring, I like to take the time to take a step back and ask myself, what have I learned? What have I been able to take away from this experience? How do I apply that to other areas of my life for the benefit of all of you listeners who are here to get that fitness and nutrition knowledge and perspective and insight, I always try to think about how can we tie this podcasting journey back into nutrition and that experience. And so I am going to do that today in this episode. And I am going to kind of boil it down to two bigger lessons that I've really thought about in just walking myself back to where I was 3 years ago. But I also want to open up a little bit more about some mistakes, some realizations I've had about what I've learned, like specifically through the podcast, and things that I've do differently now, or that I, if I were to go back and restart the podcast, how I would think about it differently. And you could argue those aren't mistakes, they're learning lessons. 100% agree with all those thoughts. But what I really want to do with this episode is open up about my personal journey and just share more about that and actually tie this into where I am in my own nutrition journey, because I actually don't talk about it a lot. And I was having a conversation the other day with my mentor talking about my own nutrition journey and just like tying in more pieces of myself and my specific story of why did Krista first start tracking macros? How did Krista become a fitness coach? How did she become a nutrition coach? Why did she get into group fitness? And then speeding that up to where Krista is today, I tend to highlight more about our clients and our clients' successes. And I do that for a couple of reasons, but I'm going to be vulnerable here and just share one of the reasons why I don't talk a lot about my current approach to my nutrition is, well, first of all, it's totally aligned with everything I do for my clients, because I do not believe in the idea of not practicing what I preach. However, I have seen a lot of maturity in my fitness and nutrition journey and my acceptance of my physique in the last 12 months. And I want to unpack what that means, because there's another side to it. And the other side to it is that I don't always talk about it, because truthfully, I don't wake up every single day and love exactly what I see in the mirror. And truthfully, I too still struggle with mastering the basics. Yes, there are days that I do not want to track my food. There are days that I have to will myself to go to the gym. Sometimes I don't like it. And I don't like to admit that, because there's voices in my head, the imposter syndrome, the this is what you do, so of course you have to love every second of it, takes over. And what I've actually learned in 3 years of doing this show is something that I can apply to my own fitness journey, but I know that each of you listening will be able to take snippets from. And ultimately, I just want to share more about where I'm going with some of the thoughts I've been having about my own fitness, nutrition, physique, and all of that, because I think it's an important message that if anybody out there has ever felt like, and I know there are many of you who feel this way, because this is exactly who we work with, and this is why we work with them, because it's me, and I relate so much to this, and I empathize, and I can strategize and find solutions so much to this challenge. If there's anybody out there who just feels like you don't know how to do it all, you have other priorities that are really important to you, whether that's your career, which is going to be what I'll talk about, whether it's your family time, whether it's being a really great partner to your partner, whether it's chasing certain goals and just other aspects of your life, maintaining other relationships, wanting to work on like how much you socialize, because you feel like maybe in the last few years as a mom, let's say you've kind of just poured everything into your kids and you've lost a little bit of you. I know what it feels like to just feel like you have so many balls in the air that one of the balls has to drop. And for me, in the last 12 months in particular, and what I've seen in just hosting this podcast and doing it every single week, recording late at night sometimes because I am committed to following through on it, I've been able to realize how all of the skills that I possess that have allowed me to be successful in growing this brand are the same skills that I need to apply to my fitness and nutrition, but transparently, that I also just suck at trying to fit my fitness and nutrition into my priorities with my business, because I will be the first person to say it. My business goals tend to trump my time and space that I make for my own meal prep, my own food tracking, my own time I spend talking to my coach. So here's what I want anybody hearing this right now to keep in mind as you continue listening to this. First of all, it's okay. You can't do it all. And this is actually why you should ask for help. So if you're the person out there who's been listening to this podcast, like I said, weeks, months, or if you've been here for 3 years and you don't wake up most days of the week, because I'm not, let's be real here. I'm always real with you guys. I'm not one to assume that every day is going to be the best body image day, even if you've had an insane transformation, lost the weight you wanted to lose, whatever. Life doesn't work like that, especially for my girls out there who get their cycle every month. We know there's at least 4 or 5 days where we are feeling bloated and we're not like, oh yeah, I love what I see in the mirror, but I also just don't prescribe to toxic positivity because I think it's silly. So if you can honestly say to yourself, more days than not, I don't like what I see. More days than not, I am uncomfortable when I try to get dressed. More days than not, I feel kind of stressed out. And it just seems quote unquote easiest to deprioritize my health and fitness because I just have to get these other things done for work, for kids, for my partner, whatever. I just have to get them done. Then this episode is for you because that is me. And I have been in the thick of that season of my life for a year. And I'm really, really proud of the fitness fix. I am so proud of the clients that we get to help every single day, the community that we've built, this podcast still being around for 3 years, because like I said, so many people give up within the first couple of months of podcasting. And I've done other episodes in acknowledging the milestones along the way. I've done those episodes where I've talked about how this was for episode 100. If you want to go back, I'll link this down in the show notes. But my takeaways around episode 100 were just the fact that like being consistent matters so much. And you can only really get good at something if you keep putting your reps in. And yes, it applies to fitness and nutrition, but to go beyond 100 episodes and now be into the 130s, that's really only several weeks, right? It's less than half the year, right around another 6 months-ish, that I've had more time to learn and reflect and have these takeaways. And the thing I've learned is it's okay to have to be a beginner again. And that's kind of how I feel sometimes. I have so much knowledge about fitness and nutrition, but sometimes I feel like a beginner, and I'll tell you why. I'm not a master of the basics. I am not sitting here being like, I can totally commit to tracking every calorie on a daily basis and do that for 6 to 12 months. I can't. But the cool part is I have realized that I'm okay with that. And I've realized, like I described a few moments ago, there's this maturity and peace that comes with accepting the fact that sometimes you just can't do it all. And then even more so taking it a step further and actually asking for help. But here's the thing. I have help. I have my team. They're amazing. They know the things they do for me on a daily basis. And they know that they'll get a 10 p.m. text from me and be like, what is she talking about right now? Because I have some idea and I want to let them know before it leaves my brain. And I love them for that. But I also don't always rely on my own coach. And you're going to get to hear in a few weeks, we'll be dropping an episode. I had the pleasure of heading out to California for a week, got the chance to connect with my very own nutrition coach. And we used the episode to talk about my experience in coaching with him and what he's taught me coach to coach, but more so what he's helped me learn about myself. So I won't spoil it. I'll save it for that because it's one I think all of you are really going to enjoy. But something he's made me realize is like, I still rest in my hyper independence a lot. And that is a defense mechanism for a lot of people. Some people would go so far as to argue it's like a trauma response. And it can be because you just have this feeling of like, I can bring myself security and control by just saying, I got to do it on my own. And even with having my coach in my corner, I won't text him all the time when I should, if I feel like I'm falling off track, because that's what I ask my clients to do, but I won't do it. And I've actually realized and reflected on like why I won't do it. And it's because I have this voice in my head. Well, two voices in my head. The first voice is just saying, hey, it's okay. you have so much to show for what you've accomplished in the last like 14 months that it's okay if your nutrition was not top tier type priority in that 14 month window. What's not okay though is using that as justification to continue to keep deprioritizing it and then waking up one morning and be like, how the fuck did I get here? And that's actually the maturity that I've gained, especially from working with my coach, but also just from having so many more clients to talk to and kind of being like that, like big sister role of, hey, here's how we can rethink our relationship with food. Here's how we can rethink the thought process around whether it's realistic for you to make a commitment to tracking, to being in the gym X number of days a week, and also learning that it's fluid, it's flexible, and we can change it. And when I think about this idea of a big sister, I really like it because when you think about sisters or friendships in general, you always think about the fact that we are way more inclined to talk more nicely to other people than we are to ourselves. And I think that's so true in my role as a coach. I will be so quick to provide both a balance of empathy and solutions and encourage my clients to feel empowered enough to take action to rewrite their course even faster than I'm willing to do that for myself. And sometimes I just put myself way at the back. And I think this is important to say out loud because that is the number one challenge that pretty much every Fitness Fix client that we ever work with is dealing with. She's struggling with this idea that there's a medal of honor associated with putting other people's needs before your own. And I'm here to tell you that is not fucking true. And yes, I'm dropping a few F-bombs because I feel really strongly about this. And because admittedly, I'm recording this episode for me too. I'm going to play this one back. And I'm actually recording it a couple weeks before the official anniversary. So I do plan to listen to it on the day that it drops because this message is talking to my future self about what she can accomplish in 2024, even more emphatically, what we are going to get done in 2024, all while crushing it with the Fitness Fix brand and this podcast and helping as many people as we possibly can and finding that better balance of my me time and getting to the gym consistently for my own well-being. And then nice little cherry on top, losing some body fat while we're at it. But the fact that I just said that was a cherry on top is huge for me because there is a version of myself that if I go all the way back, I'm gonna take you guys back. 2018, I had been tracking my macros for about a year. I was the lightest I'd ever been. I finally had the abs that I really thought I deserved. And I did think I did. I was working my butt off in the gym. But my thought process wasn't sustainable. My approach was sustainable. I was tracking my macros. I really got a great education around how foods fit together. I had a much better understanding of how my body responded to each type of food. But I knew nothing about stress management. I knew nothing about the importance of sleep. And I really wasn't that focused on this idea of habits that if you've been here for a minute, you know, I'm kind of obsessed with. And I'm kind of obsessed with looking at one, where the friction comes from that prevents us from maintaining said habits and then actually trying to disrupt the friction. But then two, I'm also obsessed with not being so rigid about it. And that has taken way more than 3 years, but I think I've honed in on this in the last 3 years, especially with this podcast, of just taking that messy action and just doing it to the best of your ability anyways. For example, not falling into this trap of, oh, well, fuck this. I'm not going to track my food at all because I can't do it perfectly and I can't track every macro today. So I'm just not going to do it. I went from that mentality, which actually then caused me to completely fall off of any sort of structure and tracking for like a good year for pretty much all of 2020. I just had like I want nothing to do with this like disgusted relationship to it. To then through the seasons of podcasting, really, because this kind of all started in about 3 years ago, when I first started the show was when I had that wake up moment of like, why did I let myself get to a place where I'm so uncomfortable in my own skin? And I was so there. I was the heaviest I'd ever been. I was like so freaked out by the number I saw on the scale. But I also recognized I had been through so much stress in the pandemic, quitting my job, not knowing what I was going to do next, canceling my wedding, ending that relationship, moving back home to Jersey. There's just so much uncertainty, and my type A all or nothing personality was not about it. So I just kind of crumbled. And I really kind of had this thought process of, I don't deserve to care about macros because they're seemingly so small and unimportant in all of the other personal things that I'm going through and trying to navigate mentally and emotionally. What I wished I realized, and I've shared in recent episodes, the last few solos we've done, I've definitely touched on this. I wish I would have realized that having some sense of structure and a little bit of control around what I was putting into my body would actually allow me to better mentally and emotionally handle the stressors that I was facing, because I was nourishing my body with food that was going to make me feel better long-term, not just in the moment when I needed some kind of dopamine hit to quote unquote de-stress and then feel bad about it and guilty the next day, or feel like I wasn't worthy enough. I literally thought I wasn't worthy enough to track my food. Like, I wasn't allowed to care about something so small when I had much bigger fish to fry, like what the hell I was going to do with my life and how the heck was I going to find purpose. And in now looking back and having those takeaways, what I've then seen through podcasting for 3 years, because just to kind of like bring this timeline all the way through, what happened was I started the podcast in December of 2020, and then I restarted working with a coach. Lost 20 pounds, felt great about that going into that next summer of 2021. But then between 2021 and 2023, I just had some shifting priorities. I really, really was at a point where I felt like the fitness fix was kind of stuck in being able to grow and help more people. And while I had been working inside of an athletic club, I knew it wasn't my forever place. And I knew I wanted to get to a point where I wasn't only half working for myself. I wanted to be fully working for myself, to be fully 150% immersed in the fitness fix rather than running around and teaching classes here and there, having this personal training client, all these different things, because I just felt like I was like all over the place. And because I felt all over the place in my energy and my structure and my schedule of my day, my brain felt like that too. And I felt like I just couldn't follow through with one thing like so deep that I could then see the benefit of my efforts, because I was just trying to like sprinkle a little bit of the best that I could into everything that I was doing. And I got away with that for a really long time, but truth be told, it wasn't making me feel fulfilled because I wanted to be clearer on my vision of what I knew in my heart the fitness fix could be. But in 2021, I didn't know how to express it. Between 2021 and 2023, I have put in so much work to figure that out. And I am so proud to say that I know exactly what the fitness fix stands for. I know that the type of person that we work with is somebody who is just fed up, but she is willing to put in the work. He is willing to put in the reps to learn how to be flexible while also creating a routine. And that may make no sense, but we have so many clients who, if you're listening to this, I know you can understand. Because what we teach you inside of the fitness fix is you can have both. There, I want to tell my previous self that I was allowed to have the desire to track my food, but also recognize that not every day had to be exactly 160 grams of protein. Because if I didn't hit that, then at that time, my 2021-year-old version of Krista just wanted to throw the baby out with the bathwater every single time. And I'm so happy that I don't think that way anymore. And I'm so, so pumped to be able to share that mindset with clients because it saved me so much. It would have saved me so much heartache that I feel like I'm now saving them. And that just lights me up. If you work with us, hopefully you hear this every single week, even on this podcast, I could talk about this stuff for hours. Like it is my personality. And I'm happy that this business is my whole personality because I put 100% into it. Our team puts 100% into it. And as a result, what I get to see that is so amazing is clients who give us 100%. And then I watch how they transform their lives. And there's nothing that compares to that feeling of pride to be able to bear witness to that. And then I love when they're like, thank you for everything you did for me. My favorite part about that conversation is what I get to say next. Don't thank me. Thank yourself for finally not being afraid anymore. For finally committing to something that even though you knew it was scary, that even though you had this thought in the back of your head that was like, you're going to fail at this just like all the other attempts, so don't do it. You did it the hell anyway. And I need to tell myself that sometimes when it comes to my fitness and nutrition. And where I'll bring this together is I feel so sure in learning that for my business and for this brand. But I am the first to say, and I want to say this out loud for all of you to hear in an effort to be as transparent as possible with you at all times. I'm not always that way in my own nutrition. And sometimes I don't practice what I preach to a T. But I do know that when I take several days off from tracking my food, or I take a couple days off from the gym, I do know that I can rest on a lot of the principles that I've developed over these last 7 years that I also push our clients to think about every single day. So it's constantly getting reinforced. And the thing for me that's been so helpful is that it's now allowed me to respect myself for shifting my focus to something else and having this imbalance. I just did an awesome podcast where I was the guest on my friend Courtney's show, and she called it a teeter-totter. This is like a seesaw. Some seasons you may go through, and for me, that was a whole year of saying like, hey, let's go all in on growing this brand to help as many of you out there as we can and make sure that we're doing it in a way that is successful for the client and really actually transforms people's lives from the inside out. That took, for me to do it the way I knew I could do and the way I wanted to, that took 150%. So I have the seesaw, this teeter-totter, and this on this business side of things, this branding, this podcast side of things, it's all the way up here. And on the other side of that teeter-totter just so happened to be my own nutrition, my own fitness. But I'm slowly starting to pull the scales back up. And that is thanks to having accountability and structure and putting into practice the knowledge that I have acquired over 7 years. I'm going to say it again. This is more than the last 3 years of podcasting. Over 7 years of on and off food tracking and learning things about myself, specifically when it comes to trying to learn how I can have a different relationship to logging food or to how I approach my gym time and routine and whatever, the reps I'm doing, the exercises I'm choosing, all of it, that it can evolve and I can adjust it based on whatever's on this other side of the seesaw that happens to be very, very important to me. If you listen back not too long ago when I had Brian Bott on the show, we talked about this idea of balance being a bunch of bullshit because we just have different things in our lives that if we want to be really good at them, they are going to require 100% attention. But what I've learned through the Fitness Fix and through the Fix podcast is that we have a duty, a responsibility to help everybody out there see that the ball, the plate that you have up in the air, the ball that you're juggling, whatever freaking metaphor you want to use, the one that doesn't have to always drop so low is your fitness and your nutrition and you taking care of yourself and you having boundaries. And I think women tend to be more guilty of this than men. It's just what I've seen from enough experience, from enough conversations, from having worked with moms literally since I was 22 years old in my first fitness job that I had after college. We struggle, and I say we because this is me too, with thinking that the easiest thing for us to let go of is actually what's going to make us better in the situations that we want to be really good at. Just think about this. I have said this a lot, but I'm going to repeat it until I am blue in the face, until everybody believes what I'm saying, because I think it's the most freeing aspect of actually making this a lifestyle. And it's this statement. You already possess, we already possess the skills needed to be successful when it comes to losing body fat and also actually keeping it off, all the while being good at the other things we want to do, and all the while enjoying our life and not restricting and not saying no to things that we want to do. But for whatever reason, we tend to run away from the exact thing that we need because it makes us uncomfortable, and yet we need it. Like, this is what I see all the time when people don't want to sign up for coaching. I had a really amazing conversation with a new client just a few weeks ago. She told me, she's like, I want to do this, but I'm just going to tell you right now, the reason why I'm not committing on this call right this second is because I'm scared. I am fearful of failing. But that's the best part about coaching, especially fitness coaching. It's literally impossible to fail because this is your life and it is going to continue anyway. And the only way you fail is the cliche of all cliches, is if you do not try. So you have to try. And more importantly, as a coach, I am not going to let you fail. We will pull you up when you need it. We are here. Our community is here to support. I had a client just re-sign for coaching and she told me, I don't want to leave this community. It's one of, I look forward to the calls every Tuesday night. Even if I was at a point where I've like checked the boxes and achieved what I wanted to, I see so much value in just being in this ecosystem and being in this group. Go back to that episode on willpower versus do power. That's why she feels that way. She's around people who give her more will and therefore give her more do power. So she keeps crushing it. And she doesn't want to remove that input of being in this community, of being on our coaching rosters, because it helps her. And it makes her feel good from the inside out. And I love that. I love that so much that I've been guilty of letting those feelings and doing whatever I feel that it takes to make that happen and to help people have that sentiment towards our program and to make sure that our program is transformative. Sometimes I do that at the expense of my own routine. So I mentioned at the top of the episode that one of the things I've really learned about podcasting is this idea of being a beginner and being okay with being a beginner. And this is really relevant for me because I went to school for journalism. I think a lot of you know that. So by the time I decided to do a podcast, it actually felt really natural. And just speaking this way, I don't script these and I feel really proud of the product. But if I go back and I listen to some of the first like 10 to 15 episodes, I would cringe. And I'd be like, oh, why did I say that? Even just thinking about my editing process, I would edit out every I would have way more ums and filler words at the time. And I really had to learn how to listen more and not ask like three questions at once to my guests. I'm still guilty of doing that sometimes. I was actually super afraid for pretty much 2 years to do any kind of solo episode. And now I love them. I look forward to recording them. I'm literally recording this on a Sunday night at like 9 p.m. because the thoughts just popped into my head. I was in a flow state and I was like, let's rip this. I never would have thought I could say that 3 years ago. But I also had to accept being a beginner. I had to accept the fact that it had been a few years since I really used my journalism skills. I was several years out of college. It wasn't like it was yesterday. I had to brush up on a few things. And I've even felt like a beginner with each iteration of the show when I've rethought about like, what's the purpose of our message? Who are we trying to reach? How do we want to lead our interviews? Should we always have interviews? Should we spend more time with solo episodes? With each adjustment that I've made to the show, whether you, the listener, have noticed it or not, it is kind of like starting over sometimes. I've recently started over with having a new editing team in place and navigating, integrating these new individuals into our business and into our system. That's being a beginner. It's learning how to navigate that. And the biggest experience of being a beginner, it has been in growing the Fitness Fix and going all in on it 150%, 200% even, in fully making it my job and not having, like I said before, this set of classes that I was teaching here, working in this gym, working in that gym, all of it, and just going and creating like laser focus on this entire ecosystem. And it's been really cool, but I didn't know what I was doing for like 3 years. And I was okay with being a beginner through that whole process. I wasn't a beginner when it came to coaching at that point, because I'd already had like 6 years under my belt from working in person, from doing a ton of group fitness. And at the time, when I was a beginner to that environment, I was super lucky because I taught so many classes a week. And well, it did lead to me getting kind of burnt out. One of the benefits of it was I just got rep after rep after rep in, that it became so fluid and so natural. And I really honed in on my voice of how I wanted to coach. So then when I transitioned that into online, it was more about just like adjusting where the message was being delivered and how we were interacting with clients. But even then, I would go through processes of being a beginner because I would have a revelation of like tweaking something about the program or wanting to work with a different type of person. And do we need to adjust how we're supporting them? And what does that look like? And all of those things, being a beginner at leading a team and having employees working underneath me versus this being a solo venture. And now I plan to recommit, because like I said, this episode is for future me to listen back on next year when we celebrate 4 years too, and in the interim as well, that I can be a beginner again with my nutrition and I can go back to the basics. And the best part is the not so sexy basics is the secret sauce to getting the results that you want. So I'm kind of excited, because if I recommit, as I recommit, let me, again, I corrected myself earlier. I'm saying I need to be emphatic. As I recommit right this second to being a beginner again in my fitness and nutrition. And I actually have been recently, because I've been doing this behind the scenes. I told my coach, I'm going to track my food every single day, 4 weeks straight. Even if it's not completed, like there's estimates because I went out to eat, whatever, I'm tracking it all. Why? Because I know that I need to do that to demonstrate to myself that I am even ready to have a conversation about fat loss. The reason is super simple. It's because if I'm not currently tracking my intake, I say this to our clients all the time, same principles apply to me, then my coach doesn't really know where to set my macro targets, because he doesn't know if we're potentially leaving results on the table and jumping the gun on cutting calories when we can just create some consistency. So I've been doing that, committed to it. And where have I been the beginner is because it's a very foundational approach, but it works. So that's why I'm doing it. And the other part about it that I really like is I'm figuring out ways to just think about it in small chunks of time, because I do have other priorities and I tend to get overwhelmed with those things when I pile a lot on my plate, because I am ambitious and I want to go after all the things. And again, I'll remind you one more time for the listeners, those qualities are the reason why you can be really good at losing weight and actually changing your life and doing it permanently. And not assuming that you're going to fail, because you're not going to fail, because you have the skills. Not only will I not let you, like I said, but you got the skills to do it. To do it well and to do it for forever, which is great. And that should make you confident about going through this process. But it's also worth taking a step back and simplifying things and thinking about it like, oh, I'm going back to this beginning space, because it'll help you just make it more approachable. And that's the part about fitness and nutrition that we're also so committed to at the Fitness Fix, because people overcomplicate the fuck out of this stuff. And it's actually not that complicated. The reason why you are not getting to where you want to go is, like I said before, it's never about what you should be doing or the amount of protein or how many days you should be in the gym. Should you use machines versus a barbell? That's minutia. What actually matters is if you're not checking the boxes of steps, of water, of sleep, of hitting your protein target, even as a minimum, why is it not happening? And what are the things getting in your way? If we can attack the things that are getting in your way and create better systems around those things so that you can just fit as many elements as possible of that fitness routine, of that nutrition approach at one time, that isn't going to derail you because you're going to successfully do all of those things, then you're going to get to where you want to go. And again, that's simplifying it. So when I say this out loud and I say this to myself and I talk about like, hey, transparently, I'm not super comfortable with my physique right this second. What I'm really happy with is this concept of maturity that I've touched on super briefly and where I'm going to close this out is in saying I'm okay with that. Like I am actually at peace with it because I am so confident that I have all the skills in my back pocket to double down on it as soon as I want to. And I already made that decision. And now I get to bring you along for that journey, which is super exciting. And what I love about this maturity piece is having the maturity is where you can then develop that flexibility within the structure I was referencing before. When you're mature about it, you're the person who says, you know what? I don't really need to step on the scale after I went out last night and had three drinks because I know it's going to be up. And I know it's up because I went out to eat. So I'm not going to step on it because I don't want that to be a reason to stress myself out and spiral and say, this isn't working, because that's not true. It's working. You just made a decision last night. So what I've learned through podcasting, through this maturity component, is taking the messy action and doing it anyways, and just thinking about, okay, very objectively, take the emotions out. If I went out to eat last night and I had a burger and I had three drinks, well then tomorrow, let's skip the drinks and let's not go out to eat. Why? Because I know the seesaw will rebalance when I make those two decisions. I'm not trying to cancel out. I'm not trying to punish myself. I'm not trying to feel bad or emotional about going out to eat and enjoying the burger because I certainly loved it. I'm just neutral towards it. And I'm like, okay, this was the input I got. So here's the outcome over here. And I think separating the emotions is a level of maturity that I didn't know I would develop along my fitness and nutrition journey, because for so long, I was like so emotionally tied to how I looked. And I think that's really hard to get over. So for any of our clients out there, if you're listening to this and you're like, I am nowhere near that, you shouldn't be, because I will remind you one more time. I said I've been working on this for 7 years, and that wasn't without some very low, low valleys, which included the weight spikes, which included saying no to so many things I wanted to do. And like I said, my job is to help prevent some of that misstep for you, because I already went through it and I saw that it is not the solution of a lifetime. And we're here to build that solution of a lifetime. So if you're like, okay, like I'm moving in this direction, but I'm nowhere near what you're saying about like this freedom and the flexibility with sprinkles of structure in between, that's cool. You're at this for the rest of your life. So guess what, girl? You got all the time in the world to practice it. And that's what you're doing. When our clients come into the program and they start off by intentionally eating more calories, so many of them think it's ass backwards, but guess what I tell them? You all who are listening, you know this, and some of you get frustrated when I say this, but it's for good reason. We're right now in you eating more food. Yes, I know you desire fat loss, and yes, it will come, but you're practicing for what the rest of your life will look like after you've lost the weight. Don't you want to master that with the help of the coach so that you can get the feedback in real time? So that we know that you can be successful for the rest of your life. Cool. Yes. Awesome. I know that you're on the same page by the time I explain it that way. And then I just have to remind you of that as we go about our journey. And I have to remind you that maybe a little more sometimes when shit happens in your life, because shit is going to happen. And again, that's where I find that I can save a little bit of that heartbreak, because I can say, hey, don't have this approach of, oh, none of this is important because I'm dealing with this catastrophic thing over here. Flip that to say, hey, this is actually very important because it's going to help me better manage said bump in the road, said catastrophic event that I wasn't anticipating. And that is going to help me move on from that thing or navigate that roadblock, that hardship, a hell of a lot faster, and not allow it to tear me down, not allow it to set me back 2 years or whatever it is. And that's great. So, in thinking through all I've learned just in 3 years of podcasting, but 3 years of the Fitness Fix, which we obviously celebrated a few months ago too, the more I talk to people and see different perspectives and see the roadblocks that they face, the more I recognize how important it is to be flexible. And that is something that this podcast reminds me of every single week, because I would never produce a full episode and actually publish it for you all to hear if I wasn't willing to be okay with the fact that not every episode will be perfect. Will the audio always sound super crisp? We try, but if it's not, it's not. As long as it's not totally garbled up, it's no reason not to produce the episode. If I don't like the way I looked when I check out the camera, or I could have improved the lighting, or I noticed that I threw in a few more likes and ums and buts and whatever, if I let myself get caught up in that, not just take the messy action, there wouldn't be the show. And there wouldn't be 3 years worth of really, really great information to look back on and listen to and just reflect on in general. And I think that's freaking awesome. So I'm really looking forward to, for 2024, taking all of you along my own fitness and nutrition journey, going through a fat loss phase that I totally will document and talk about. The fact that I haven't been in a fat loss phase, in a calorie deficit for almost a year and a half, and what that's been like, and talk about the importance of having goals so that you don't feel like you're floating. Admittedly, one of the reasons why I felt a little deprioritized when it came to fitness and nutrition this year is because I didn't have a specific goal. And one of the reasons why, like, I always like to say, yeah, I want to lose body fat, but I didn't have something more tangible than that. And I push our clients to have something more tangible than that. So I'm going to hold myself to that standard too. And my coach has helped me with that. But it was also because I set some really lofty business goals and career goals and goals in my personal life that I think it was just too much for me to try to set like 6 goals across these 2 really giant categories. And you can only say that's okay when you leave your frustration at the door, and then when you recognize the opening. And I'm recognizing this opening right now as I record this, and I think about where I want to be in 4 months from now, and then 6 and 8 and a year from now, is I have the mental headspace to trust that I can do it, and that I can do it while continuing to set lofty goals for the Fix podcast and for the Fitness Fix and for the community, and continue to prioritize helping all of you while also helping myself. So again, if you're somebody who can look in the mirror and can acknowledge that she or he has a tendency, but the ladies especially, said before, but I'll say it again, us girls tend to do this more than the guys. If you are taking so much pride in what you do and do and do and give and give and give, and you don't feel like you're receiving, don't get mad at not receiving. Change how you're showing up and be selfish and recognize that your selfishness is necessary for you to be a better selfless individual and to just be an even greater employee, to earn the promotion, to have a better relationship, to whatever goal it is that you might have. You will be better at making it happen when you feel better about yourself. I promise. If you don't have the confidence, that's going to show up in so many other capacities. It's going to show up in the way you think, and then the way you speak, and then the way you act, and the way you carry yourself. And it just has a domino effect on all the other things in your life that matter to you. So if you have things in your life that matter to you that seem like they have nothing to do with your fitness and nutrition, I want you to ask yourself that question again. Do they really have nothing to do with your fitness and nutrition? Or have you just not had the perspective yet? Have, over the course of this recording, I shifted your perspective around it? And the call is simple. If you're like, you're right, I need you to do something about it for you. Not because I'm telling you to, but because you work too hard. You put in too much effort in all these other capacities in your life that you are straight up selling yourself short when it comes to changing your physique and changing yourself mentally at the same time. So don't sell yourself short. Apply for coaching, because I promise you we can help you with this. And I would love to call you into this community and have you be surrounded by other people who are in pursuit of the same things, but also hear and see and understand your struggles from a place that's no better than someone who's literally experiencing it alongside of you, myself included. And if you're not ready to make that leap, let's just at least have a conversation. DM me at the Krista Huber at the Fix.Official Pod. Let's talk about what you feel like is holding you back. And let's see if we just chat a little bit in our DMs over that, does that open your mind to take a different approach? Does that open your mind to finally pull the trigger on investing in coaching and really make 2024 your year instead of delaying it once again? Because you and I both know you were in the same exact seat last year. So with that, hopefully I'll leave you with a few things to think about. Would love your feedback on this episode. If it made you think, if it made you laugh maybe for a second, hopefully it was more of a serious tone. But if it was something that, or if there was any piece of it, I should say, that you feel like your ears perked up or you're like, she's kind of right about that, please do something about it or share it with somebody. Maybe you feel like you've accomplished so many of these things, probably because you've been working with us for 6-12 months. And if that's you, thank you. But I want to push even those of you who feel like you have found the solution of a lifetime to tell somebody else about it. There's somebody in your life that you may want to experience what you've experienced as a byproduct of reinvesting in yourself, of committing to yourself through this program. So share this episode with them. It's the best and easiest way to do it because they get to hear it from me via you as the vehicle, but they get to hear it from my mouth instead of from your voice. And that usually goes over better. So, a little tip. But from wherever you're listening from, adding one more thing to the sign off today. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here and being a Fix listener, whether it's been for a hot minute, for months, for years, or maybe this is the very first episode you listen to. Welcome. But thank you so much for reminding me that even if only 5 people listen to this, that's 5 more people that just might have the opportunity to really change their lives and get out of this diet rat race, get out of this yo-yo dieting culture for good. And then ultimately spread that same message around. So with that, from wherever you're listening from, hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.